From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project with Allison Stewart and Luke Burbank. Well, hello there. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're your home for news, information. Today, a little light reading. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It is Friday, October 19th. I was watching the news last night around 5 o'clock in New York City. They did breaking news, rolling coverage that Joe Torre turned down the offer to work for the Yankees. It was one more year?
Yeah, it was going to be one more year. And if all the incentives came through, he was still going to be the highest paid manager in baseball. I got into the car this morning in Brooklyn, and the nice little driver guy said, "Did you hear about Joe Torre?" like within like a minute of being in the car. So whether you care about this in Tampa or something, it's a big deal in New York. I guess they love them. They're Joe Torre. And he's also being kind of remembered fondly.
Yeah, he did absolutely. Win a lot of games. But he was taking a pay cut, we should say.
Right.
An only one-year deal.
Yeah, and I read a manager, or rather an agent of one of the players, big players on the Yankees, said if he took this deal, he was going to lose a lot of standing with the players.
Yeah.
And how are you going to get them to do what you want them to do when they don't respect
you? Boy,
so.
I kept the local news happening. Breaking news, coverage, graphics flashing in and out, music, the whole thing.
Well, Joe Torre, best of luck, and we hope you're able to eat still.
All right. What's on our show? Forget the other shows.
Okay. We've got The Week in Iraq, which, as people who listen to this show know, is our attempt to kind of bring together all these little bits and pieces of news you hear throughout the week in one place so you can listen to this one segment and have a kind of better sense of what exactly is going on in Iraq.
Big talker on all the news channels and talk radio yesterday. The school in Maine, which is going to make birth control available in the school clinic. We started digging a little bit deep in the story. We started to discover a lot about these school-based healthcare clinics on school campuses. We'll explain to you about this program.
Also, Sudoku. The first ever U.S. Sudoku Championship is coming up. We'll talk to Will Shorts about that. We'll also get today's top stories from Rachel Martin in just a moment. First, though, here's the BPP's big story.